Hello, and welcome to Sentencing Practice Talk, a podcast for federal sentencing practitioners presented by the U.S. Sentencing Commission. You're listening to a special mini-series on the Guideline Amendments effective November 1st, 2025, and will appear in the 2025 Guidelines Manual. In this episode, my colleagues Lori Baker and Ross Thomas cover the forthcoming amendment relating to simplification. Other episodes in this series cover the amendments relating to supervised release, circuit conflicts, drug offenses, and firearms. You can listen to all the episodes in this series on iTunes and Spotify, and be sure to check out our Amendments in Brief Explainer series on our website, which covers these topics as well. Without further ado, here's Lori and Ross.
Okay, Ross, let's talk about this simplification amendment. I think we can all agree that anything that says simplification sounds like a good idea.
I would agree with you.
So what's the idea behind this amendment?
The idea behind this amendment is taking the current three-step process, guidelines, departures, variances, and making it a two-step process. So we start with the guidelines and then we move on to variances.
Okay, so we are eliminating departures from the manual come November 1st. Let's start by just talking about the difference between those two things, because I know sometimes when I'm out talking to people, there's some confusion over what's the difference between a departure and a variance, because they look very much alike, right? The court determines the guideline range, and then the court determines if they want to impose a sentence above or below that range. So they can do that by way of a departure or a variance. So because it looks so much the same mechanically, people can get confused over the terminology. So tell me what a departure is.
A departure is a guidelines approved reason for going outside of the sentencing range.
So you need to be able to find it in the book.
Exactly.
All right. But there are a lot of times that the court goes above or below the guideline range, not based on something that's found in the book.
And that is called a variance.
All right.
And the reason variances exist is that for about the first 20 years of the history of the guidelines, there was no variance step. You either had to be within the range or identify an approved reason for going outside of the range, and that was it. The Supreme Court, however, held that that process was unconstitutional. So they developed this third step. And at the third step, the court considers the traditional 3553A factors to determine whether, right, a sentence above or below the range is sufficient, but not greater than necessary to serve the purposes of sentencing. But in a nutshell, departures, guidelines, approved reasons, variances, any other reason, 3553A.
So basically, since 2005, courts generally are using a variance when they want to sentence outside of the guideline range. Would you say that's fair? Variances are used more frequently at this point than departures.
Yes, I would say that is true. And there are a couple of reasons for that. One reason is that there are a lot of sort of mechanics to departures. And if courts kind of get it wrong, they open themselves up to, right, appellate review. Variances are a lot more flexible. The other kind of procedural quirk is that a notice of a variant or a notice of a departure has to be given, but there is no requirement for notice of a variance ahead of the sentencing. So courts more and more have used their variance authority than their departure authority. And so much so that I think the reality on the ground is even now, courts calculate the guidelines range and then they figure out whether there's a sentence that sentence is appropriate or we got to go above or below. And they're really doing a two-step process already. And what this amendment does is really bring sort of the commission in line with the reality on the ground. So sometimes people use departures because, right, they give them good ideas, but they articulate it as a variance. And all of that's going to remain the same. So in the appendix to the guidelines manual, we are going to preserve sort of all of the departures as they exist now. So it's a place that people can go and figure out ideas for variants. They'll just be called variances as opposed to departures. The other sort of question we get about this is there are really two departures that people use pretty frequently. The first is 5K, right? Substantial assistance. The other is early disposition programs, right? EDP. So 5K 3.1 EDP is going to move to Chapter 3, and it's just going to be an adjustment. We are going to keep 5K unchanged. So it'll be, right, step one, part B, you calculate the guidelines range, and then you can do a departure based on 5K substantial assistance. And then everything else will sort of move to this world of variances, and we consider departures and variances all in one.
So that makes sense, because those two departures that you mentioned, that early disposition program, sometimes called fast track, and substantial assistance, those are the two most frequently cited reasons for a guideline departure. So they're not really going away. They're just moving to a different step of the guideline calculation process. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, I think the bottom line is everything is moving to a different step.
Right.
It's like EDP goes to Chapter 3, 5K is like sort of the step right after you consider the guidelines, and all other departures are going to be moving to the variance stage, where we consider departures and variances as one, right? What is the sentence that is sufficient but not greater than necessary to serve the purposes of sentencing?
Okay, so the book's going to get a little bit smaller this year.
It's going to get a little bit smaller.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sentencing Practice Talk. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't already to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify to stay up to date. If you've got a question for the helpline or want to access any of the resources discussed in this episode, you can find us at ussc.gov. Please be advised that the information provided by Commission staff is offered to assist in understanding and applying the sentencing guidelines. The information does not necessarily represent the official position of the Commission, should not be considered definitive, and is not binding upon the Commission, court, or the parties in any case. This episode was produced and published at taxpayer expense. That's all for now. Thanks for listening.